This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. We've got a fascinating two-person discussion today about cybersecurity in the medical device business in an evolving effort by a combined group of ICU Medical and UL Underwriters Laboratory. Before we get started, Shaitanya and Nora, let me take a moment and ask both of you to introduce yourself. Shaitanya, why don't you start first?
Hi, Scott. This is Chaitanya Srinivasmurthy. I'm a technical director of cybersecurity and medical devices at ICU Medical. ICU Medical is a pure-play infusion delivery organization. We design, develop, and manufacture smart pumps and also all the tubing that is needed to deliver medication to the patient. I specifically work on the cybersecurity of the devices, the portfolio of devices that we have. And as we all know, that cybersecurity is a very important topic, especially for connected medical devices. And to quote some statistics, especially from Becker's Health ITCIO report, we do know that hospitals are hit with about 88% of ransomware attacks. Now, if you ask the question, why is that? Right? Because you see that the black market value of a healthcare record is about $250, which is about 50 times more than the next highest value target, which is a credit card details. So as a result of these things, there is a lot of impetus on improving the cybersecurity of a connected medical device. And we are working aggressively towards, incorporating cybersecurity in the design development process of the device itself, of the medical device itself, and also proactively monitor the cybersecurity posture of the device once it is deployed in the hospitals.
Thank you very, very much. And Nora, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, Scott. I'm Nora Fernando. I'm the Chief Innovation Architect for Medical Systems Interoperability and Security at UL. And UL is a 125-year-old, originally safety and security-related organization that when electricity first came out, we started to look at some of the unintended consequences of society using electricity, things like fire, electric shock, et cetera. And over the years, we've evolved into looking at security, like with safes and things like that, as well as burglary protection systems and so forth. And more recently at product security with devices like medical devices. And one of my primary responsibilities is serving as a technical lead for our cybersecurity assurance program, which uses the recently published UL 2900 series of cybersecurity standards that cut across all critical infrastructure protection domains. And ICU Medical was the first in the medical device field to receive their certification to these standards and under this program.
And tell us a little bit, and either one of you could take the lead on this, how maybe you could tell us first, Nora, how this program developed, and then Shaitanya, how you got involved with this, how you decided to pursue the UL relationship. Nora, do you want to start first and how you got this program started?
Sure, definitely. So around, I think it was 2014, the chief cybersecurity advisor of President Obama at the time was at a security conference and made a comment along the lines of, wouldn't it be great if there was something like a cyber UL? And UL had been known for a long, long time for electrical safety. You know, if you look around most homes or construction sites, you'll see the UL in a circle in many places. And so what they were looking for fundamentally was a level of assurance in the marketplace for cybersecurity to the same extent that you have when you use electrical products these days. Now, we trust that our electrical products are going to work safely and that the building's not going to catch on fire when you plug your toaster in and things like that. And so having the same types of standards and certification programs was something that that folks at all levels, government, manufacturers, regulators, et cetera, were looking for. And we found, you know, around that same time, there were some significant issues going on. For example, not too long after that, the Office of Personnel Management had a significant breach of personnel records, and I think many of us probably remember that. And so the General Services Administration, that's responsible for procurement and the government agencies, put together a large meeting of almost every agency you can think of and a number of external stakeholders. You all was invited to the table there. And we were asked to look into why these kinds of breaches could happen when there were already a large number of standards and best practice documents and so forth for cybersecurity out there. And after a lot of discussion and working through different channels, like Department of Homeland Security was running a software supply chain assurance forum and things like that, we recognized that what was fundamentally missing in the whole assurance model was objective evidence through testing. And so we developed these standards that were really focused on taking products that manufacturers design and putting them through a series of tests to demonstrate that a baseline of cybersecurity hygiene had been satisfied. And that was really the foundation of the UL Cybersecurity Assurance Program.
Oh, fantastic. And Chaitanya, can you tell us how ICU Medical decided to get so engaged in this program and with UL on this?
So ICU Medical, like I mentioned, we manufacture infusion pumps. So if you go to a hospital, infusion pumps, they are actually connected devices. They connect to the network, typically a wireless network. And these infusion pumps are actually, they are large in quantity. So there are, after computers, maybe the next large number of devices in the hospital is an infusion pump. So there are many of them, right? So the second thing is FDA actually started getting involved in cybersecurity of medical devices. So they released a pre-market guidance for cybersecurity as well as post-market guidance. So there was a lot of light on cybersecurity. And the second aspect is, so there's always the three aspects when you look at cybersecurity. One is actually the regulators. The second one is most importantly our customers. So the customers were being breached with ransomware attacks and various other things. So they wanted to ensure that every entry point into the network, right, is actually secure. So in our case, an infusion pump would be an endpoint, and we need to make sure that it is secure for the data which is inside the pump, and also the transactional security when the data is sent out of the pump is also secure, right? And lastly, there's also a lot of media focus on cybersecurity of medical devices. So all these three things lined up, and we said that, you know, this is where there is an expectation from all of these things, all of these people, to ensure that cybersecurity is baked into the product. So we got into developing various features and functionalities to ensure that cybersecurity is enabled, right? The next aspect is when you go talk to a customer or a private individual, how do you say that I have met all the requirements there are? So it needs to be independently validated or verified by some third-party entity. So that would give much more confidence to whoever is actually buying this system, or even the FDA when it is actually evaluating our submissions. So UL at that time came out with the standard called UL 2900, which holistically looked at cybersecurity, both from processes and procedures that an organization uses to develop the product, and also runs various tests on the device itself to ensure that the cybersecurity posture of the device is actually maintained, you know, when it is designed and developed. And also it actually has what is called as a recertification every year to ensure that the cybersecurity is maintained throughout the life of the product. And that is how we started actually working with you all, and we got our devices actually certified with them.
And let me ask you a follow-up question to that, Chaitanya. Will you have all of your devices certified, or some of them accredited through UL? How does that work? How do you decide what to make the effort to have accredited versus not to make sure you meet the cybersecurity standards?
So we have got two of our major products. We have a GIV product, which is called Plum 360, which we have gotten it certified. We also have gotten our MedNet which is actually an enterprise product, which has also gotten certified. So we are going and getting things certified with them, which are our, you know, our mainline product lines.
Well, fantastic. And then, and Nora, from your perspective, the growth of this program, the intent to grow the program, some of your thoughts on that, on how that will come and what your thoughts are there.
Certainly, you know, it's great to have early adopters like ICU Medical sort of leading the industry down the path of using these kinds of standards. And we've done a number of things to try to improve uptake. You know, we've worked with a lot of different regulators around the world. So Chaitanya had mentioned the US FDA pre-market guidance that came out in 2014. A follow-up to that, a draft version came out in October of 2018. And if you look at that, the elements are very, very closely aligned to the requirements of the UL 2900 standards. In fact, we had FDA sitting on the technical panel that or technical committee that developed the standards. And since then, other regulators around the world, just you know, over the past several months, the TGA in Australia adopted UL 2900. Health Canada adopted UL 2900 into their regulatory scheme. We understand that South Korea is in the process of adopting it. We understand that NMPA in China is using it. And so as global regulators continue to see the value in it and the alignment with their regulatory approaches, that really helps manufacturers to get these products into the market more quickly by showing that they satisfy these consensus standards that are nationally recognized and that are adopted by regulators. And so we've seen more and more manufacturers, you know, following the lead of ICU Medical, getting into the use of 2900. And we've also seen end users, purchasers, hospitals, group purchasing organizations, et cetera, show keen interest in how the UL 2900 standards can provide an alternative pathway to accelerate adoption and procurement.
Oh, fantastic. So lots of growth in this, growth internationally, growth here. I mean, really, at some point, it will become the standard for medical devices because, as Chaitanya said, such an important entry point for criminals and hackers and so forth. Chaitanya, other thoughts? You do a lot of interesting things. Other thoughts on the evolution of cybersecurity in devices? Just any other thoughts that you want to share with our audience?
So cybersecurity has become like, you know, a must-have, you know, functionality in all the medical devices now. So they are ensuring that data at rest on the devices are actually protected, and data in transit is also protected. And also, people are actually thinking twice about keeping PHI data in the devices. So they're actually analyzing whether every device, every medical device needs to actually store that. So basically what you need to do is try to ensure that you minimize the attack surface. Even though if a device is breached, you ensure that it actually minimizes the attack surface and also prevent these devices from being a pivot into a larger, you know, hospitals and attack surfaces like that. The good thing is regulators are taking very close look at cybersecurity and actually forcing all the manufacturers to ensure that cybersecurity functionalities are built and are mentioned in the documentation.
Thank you very, very much. And Nora, similar question. Any final thoughts on cybersecurity and how important these kinds of things are that you're working on at UL and that ICU Medical is working on?
Absolutely. So two things that I would suggest are that if there are other manufacturers out there listening who, you know, are curious about what's been done here and what these requirements are and so forth, there are two good freely available resources that you can take a look at. One is the UL 2900 standards, of course. You can go to the UL website, create a free account on there. And once that account's set up, you can then download any UL standard, including UL 2900, or I should say, view it online. And another tool that'll help put the UL 2900 standards into a good big picture context is that the Healthcare Sector Coordinating Council put together a really nice document called the Joint Security Plan and released it earlier this year. And if you look at the Joint Security Plan framework, you'll see that all of the elements that are within UL 2900 map to the Joint Security Plan elements. And there's some really great pros in there about, you know, how to implement this kind of a framework. And additionally, a really important piece is that for medical device manufacturers who may be just starting down this road, there's a capability maturity model. So you can start with baby steps and really, you know, dip your toe into this field and start to learn and grow and ultimately implement the full framework and testing per UL 2900 and all that. And we're really hoping the healthcare market will mature across the board, both from the medical device manufacturer side as well as the HDO side, so that all parties come together to make a much more robust critical infrastructure.
Thank you both very, very much. Titania and Nora, I feel like I learned a lot about cybersecurity and in medical devices. Fascinating to see the development of these new certification programs, and fascinating to see IUCU Medical taking such a lead with their own efforts and being sort of a leader here as well. I want to thank you both for sharing your time with us today and your thoughts this day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.